keeping it on your freeform station. We hope you're enjoying the music. 91.5 WMFO Medford and worldwide at WMFO.org.
Yeah, right on flesh, yo. Exit and bleed. We got London on the train.
I'm pouring foes and shit. I need to just put a deuce in. Car costs 400,000. I put a roof in. My nigga pot cook it so good, he put his shoe in. Nigga, it's a gangster party. Why fuck is you in? Head bust a microwave shit, then take him 2 minutes. You know that there's some scraps in the club, they let my crew in. I might just do the Michael Vick, man, and cook your left hand. If you ain't talking about buying ground, then I'm a deaf man. I can make the dope, do numbers, the states are up, man. I told my bitch to die her hair red like Danny Rodman. If Gucci man got so much money, then why he robbing? We 30 deep, we cover the street, nigga, we mobbing. School up.
Again, fuck up and go out again. Chasing that go out again. That my little war again. We chasing that money, baby. Again, we fucking your homie, baby. Again, pay if you owe me, baby. Go and show me, baby. I can't. Pull up and boy, I'ma go call you nut. I got gold on my rollin', and I'm real right like a boy. I look like a dope hole, I know it. I know I'ma win it like Floyd. I became an important little boy. Money long like a saw with some shorts. My bitch white and she brown like a pork. Education to port, bikini shorts. I dropped off the porch and went north. Whipped you some dope for the north. Got it, shit. Why is it hard? Bout it. I got about 20 chickens in the diving, baby. Ride it, got a sack, tag it. I don't speak English. I fought that mouth on a six. On the big homie, I'm leaking. Stick to the street like on cement. I don't need no change, you can keep it. I don't want your verse on my remix. No panties, she my secret. Got 100 bands on me, I'm cheesy. Did a sequel, look at that like a eagle. Again, fuck up and go out again. Chasing that go out again. That my little war again. We chasing that money, baby. Again, we fucking your homie, baby. Again, pay if you owe me, baby. Go and show me, baby. Pull up and boy, I'ma go go let you know it. I got gold on my rollin', and I'm real right like a boy. I look like a dope hole, I know it. I know I'ma win it like Floyd. I became an important little boy. Money long like a saw with some shorts.
Whipping that beat. Snout it. She whip out that dick. She suck it. Damn. She fuck it. Damn. Sitting that back on her knees like a bucket.
We got London on the track. That's how everybody. We are back. This is Clefsta, and you are listening to Diamond Cut Trenches on 91.5 FM WFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for everybody tuning in so far. We have a couple guests. In fact, one of our guests is in the restroom right now, but let's see how many listeners we got at the time of starting the show. We got a good 12. That's not bad.
Not bad.
Could be better, right?
But I think it will be better.
You think? Over. All right. We'll see what happens. But anyway, would you like to introduce yourself since you've been... Go ahead. We got...
Papi Chulo here.
That's right. In the middle of the seats. And the next one, we got...
Daddy J.
That is correct. And now walking into the room, we have
Fuego from San Diego.
Fuego from San... Ear. I wish I had air horns I could play. I should do that next time I'm out here, but...
We need air horns.
That's right.
Maybe, a little annoying.
Next time I can like set up a rig with... I'll have a new laptop.
Can we be sponsored by them?
By who?
Air horns.
I don't think that's a brand. How can you... Is this like a product?
Someone makes the horns.
That's true. I don't know. I don't think it's like... There's like a brand. I think they make a lot of things.
I just think we can reach out.
Does 3M make?
I think so.
Right? We could get a big sponsorship from 3M. Shouts out to Minnesota. If we're going to... in fact, maybe later tonight we'll play Minnesota. I can add that to the mix. But thank you for tuning in so far. We're going to just continue on to some music. I'm sorry. That slipped a little bit. But anyway, it is very late. It is 2 a.m. We're a little sleepy. It's final season. I know some of y'all are up because you're studying, probably, and I'm maybe a little entertaining for you at 2 a.m. while you're doing, like, calculus. I don't know. But anyway, we're going to play... Young Thug played last, and now we're going to do some Wilson Desnevis. Boop, boop, boop.
Oh,
That's right. We are back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in so far. That was Irene by Wilson Das Neves. Actually, he's Brazilian, so I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. Maybe Irene? I don't know Portuguese. No idea. But I'm assuming, because he has some songs that have English titles. Not all of them do, though, so I'll just say Irene for the time being. But anyway, again, we have our three guests. We have Fuegs, we have Papi Chulo, and we have Daddy J. Have you guys, has it been this three before or no? These three specifically?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think so. I think it has.
Well, I'm not going to ask Fuegs because obviously he's not going to know. But Papi Chulo or Daddy J, if, like, you think you have?
But I think it might have been with someone else, like in another guest here.
Was Middleman,
or was it Patty Mill, or was
have you done one with Middleman?
Yeah,
he's done one with Middleman. Yeah, he definitely has. I think that's the one I remember.
That's the one. Okay, I don't know. I've done so many of these at this point. I know you had a couple with Papa B, and I know Papa B. Hey. Most of his requests, like, I'll go if Papi Chulo is there.
I've literally only had two, I think.
Yeah, and he's been the second time was a long time coming. He kept wanting to go together, but y'all schedules wouldn't.
Let's make it happen again.
Well, we can, because you're not going back to Texas anytime soon, right?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so perfect. Yeah, that could work. He's gonna be here all of May, I think, more or less.
We're set. Let's go.
Attaboy. And I don't even know what I was gonna. I had something to say, but like, I guess our presence.
We had to make this plan.
Our presence, like, yeah. No, it's not plan. I mean, we're just here. People are just like chilling. It's finals, yeah. And it's a tough time for everybody. In fact, I guess we'll just go on to the next song, and it is a song chosen by Fuegs. And Fuegs, who is the person you chose?
This is Kendrick Lamar.
That's Kendrick Lamar. That's where you heard it from, the source himself. That is right. We are listening to "Complexion" by Kendrick Lamar. Complexion.
I'm with this complexion. Two steps. Complexion don't mean a thing.
It's a solo live.
Ooh, complexion.
Two steps.
It all feels the same.
It's a solo live.
Dark is the midnight hour, her bright is the morning sun. Give a fuck about your complexion, I know what the German's done. Sneak me through the back window, I'm a good field nigga. I made a flower for you out of cotton just to chill with you. You know I go the distance, you know I'm 10 toes down. Even if Massa listening, cover your ears, he about to mention
complexion.
Two steps.
Complexion don't mean a thing. It all feels the same.
It's a solo vibe.
Dark is the midnight hour, her bright is the morning sun. Brown skin, they bunch of blue eyes. Tell me your mama can't run. Sneak me through the back window, I'm a good field nigga. I made a flower for you out of cotton just to chill with you. You know I go the distance, you know I'm 10 toes down. Even if Massa listening, I got the world attention. So I'ma say something that's vital and critical for survival of mankind. The feline color should never rival. Beauty is what you make it. I used to be so mistaken by different shades and faces. Then Wit told me, your woman is woman, love the creation. It all came from God, then you was my confirmation. I came to where you reside and looked around and seen more sights for sore eyes. Let the willy Lynch theory reverse a million times with
complexion.
Two steps.
Complexion don't mean a thing.
It's a solo side.
Ooh, complexion.
Two steps.
It all feels the same.
It's a solo side.
I like it.
Tupac, keep your head up, when did you stop? Love and die,
color of your skin, color of your eyes. That's the real blues, baby, like you met Jay's, baby. You blew me away. You think more beauty in blue, green, and gray. On my Solomon up north, 12 years a slave, 12 years of age, thinking my shade too dark. I love myself, I no longer need Q-Putt. Enforcing my dark side like a young George Lucas. Light don't mean you smart, being dark don't make you stupid. A frame of mind for them busters, ain't talking woo-ha. Need a paradox for the paradox, they tutored. Like two tides, LL, you lose two times. If you don't see your beautiful in your complexion, it ain't complex to put it in context. Find the air beneath the kite, that's the context. Yeah, baby, I'm conscious, ain't no contest. If you like it, I love it, all your earth tones been blessed. Ain't no stress, jigaboos wanna be. I ain't talking J, mm-mm, I ain't talking B. I'm talking days we got school, watching movie screens. And spike your self-esteem, the new James Bond gon' be black as me. Black as brown, hazelnut, cinnamon, black tea. And it's all beautiful to me. Call your brothers magnificent, call all the sisters queens. We all on the same team, blues and pyrus, no colors ain't a thing.
We got Complexion. That's right. That was a pretty good track. And we were talking about Spring Fling throughout the break. But we'll resort to avoiding that for specific reasons and for whatever. But I think what we can talk about is the interesting app Jumbo Smash that's coming out and how Fuegs has a specific approach. I'm referring to how you accept everyone for how they are and you just right swipe on literally every person that exists.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is this like a top secret, though?
No, we can't say certain things on
you. Low key.
He's just very straightforward.
Right, because we know what's involved with the app sometimes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the way he goes about things...
Is a no-no
for what's on air. So
okay, yeah,
but we can talk about the app's existence. It's fine. Like we're not like it's just like some dating app. At the end of the day, it's like a college Tinder for seniors only for like 2 weeks. Anyway, Fuegs, can you tell me why you decided to do that?
So we were at a party.
Who's we? So do we know anybody else who was on the show?
Who was there?
Papa B was there.
Okay.
Papa B was there. It's fine if you can't name it. Who?
Turtle or Nani?
Oh, Turtle? Yeah, Nani. Yeah, Nani.
So the party was kind of ending and the app had come out. So we were just... And I don't know.
It was at Young Lox's house, right?
Yeah,
Young Lox's house.
We just started swiping right on everything. Just like, all right, whatever.
And is it true or not? Papa V did tell me about this occurrence, but... That supposedly at one point, since you were right swiping, you had about 5 or 6 matches in a row, and that's regardless if you're right swiping at every time, and regardless if you're getting a lot of swipes. Yeah. Those could have been your only 5 for the day, you know. It doesn't matter, but it is quite a coincidence. Was 5 or 6 in a row, right?
Especially considering that, like, maybe the first night that it came out was like an hour or two after it came
out. That's true.
And there was like maybe 20 people.
Yeah,
20 girls.
You got about
in a row.
5 or 6.
I think that's huge.
Papa B said
the probability of that happening consecutively,
crazy.
Not high at all.
Do you think it's do you think it's kind of like a double standard to think about it? Like, because I know like multiple girls who literally just right swipe everybody just to see.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think our friend. She hasn't been on this show.
Mel?
Yeah, we'll just say Mel.
Mel.
Is
she doing that?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what she told me. It's like, yeah, it's just more entertaining than with them.
To see.
Sure.
Is everyone on there already?
No, because it's finals. Okay. I'm assuming that's like what's like.
No, deterrent. I mean, like, as your swipe, do you have to like activate in order to be presented to other users?
Yeah, you get to choose if you want to be like out or not on the app.
Oh, okay. And you make that like you make it upon after installing it for the first time.
Well, when you install it, the first thing you have to do is a name, your year, your email. Okay. To know that you're like a senior,
to verify.
And then like you have to start making
a
profile.
I wonder if you haven't done all those things, if you're appearing for other people as they're swiping right or left.
No.
Oh,
okay.
You have to actively turn it on.
Yeah, you have to activate it. It's kind of and you can deactivate whenever you want. So some people that I saw the first couple of days, because like they kind of recycle. I mean, they recycle a lot, obviously.
Yeah.
And people just stopped appearing. I was like, oh, that's definitely because they're just, yeah, just like they deactivated it. So okay. They're just doing work or whatever because it's finals.
Yeah.
They're just curious for the first night, and then after they're like, all right, I'm going to get back to the books. But anyway, with that, back to the motion, we're going to go back to the music, and we're going to put on some Kanye West, Yeezy, what's good? It's your boy, Silver Surfer.
Here we go again. Common passed on this beat, I made it to a jam. Now everything I'm not made me everything I am. Here we go again. People talking shit, but when the shit hit the fan, everything I'm not made me everything I am. I never be picture perfect Beyonce. Be light as Al, be your black ass Chauncey. Remember him from Black Street, he was black as the street was. I never be laid back as his beat was. I never could see why people would reach a fake ass facade that they couldn't keep up. You see how I creeped up? You see how I played a big role in Chicago like Queen Latifah? I never rock a mink coat in the wintertime like Killer Cam. I rock some mink boots in the summertime like Will.i.am. Let me know if you feel it, man. Cause everything I'm not made me everything I am. Damn. Here we go again. Everybody saying, what's not for him? But everything I'm not made me everything I am. Damn. Here we go again. People talking shit, but when the shit hit the fan, everything I'm not made me everything I am. And I'm back to tear it up. Haters, start your engines, I hear them gearing up. People talk so much shit about me at barbershops, they forget to get their hair cut. Okay, fair enough, the streets is flaying up, cause they want gun talk, or I don't wear enough. Baggy clothes, Reeboks or Adidos. Can I add that he do spaz out at his shows? So say goodbye to the NAACP award, goodbye to the NDRE award. They'd rather give me the nigga please award, but I just take the I got a lot of cheese award. Damn. Here we go again. But everything I'm not made me everything I am. Talking shit, but when the shit hit the fan, everything I'm not made me everything I am. I know people wouldn't usually rap this, but I got the facts to back this. Just last year, Chicago had over 600 caskets. Man, killing some whack shit. Oh, I forgot, except for when niggas is rapping. Do you know what it feel like when people is passing? He got changed over his chains, a block off Ashland. I need to talk to somebody, pastor. The church want tithe, so I can't afford to pay. Put slip on my door, cause I can't afford to stay. My 15 seconds up, but I got more to say. That's enough, Mr. West, please, no more today. Here we go. Here we go again. Everybody saying, what's not for him? But everything I'm not made me everything I am.
Here we go again. That's right, everybody. We're right here. We go again. Shouts out to everything, everything I am. Woo! 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 And on the note of Jumbo Smash, for whoever... I was about to say whoever's match with me, hopefully you're having a good night, but I just realized that they don't have my Insta or Snap or anything, so I guess that doesn't... Right. So they wouldn't even know, right? It doesn't matter. But for Fwigs, he probably has a couple people, maybe. Because he did literally right swipe on everybody, so he might have a match who's listening, so shout out. Do not judge him for what we say on here. We're comfortable, we're genuine, and we're having fun.
So we just checked his stack, and it's literally like four people.
What do you... Oh, they left?
Yeah, because he swiped right.
I'm not sure what that means, but damn.
That means out of all the people who are activated, there are only four people he has not matched with.
That he said no to.
Oh.
Yeah. That he has not matched with, I guess.
Okay.
No. If you right swipe someone,
they will never appear again?
They won't appear again.
No. Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
So if you like, if you right swipe, I haven't really used that too much, and you're not matched, it means they said
bunch
no.
of code.
Oh. Yeah. That's how the code works?
It's in the code.
Yeah.
Do they ever pop up back again? I'm wondering if there's some cycle. It's just done forever.
I've seen like new profiles where like the person already had a profile, so they deactivated it and then reactivated it.
Oh.
And then it went to my stack. So it's like maybe you reappear. I don't know.
Huh.
The stack concept sounds very interesting.
It's just like the pool of people.
The design choice of that. Yeah, like, how are they making it work?
It's a random seniors work on it. You know, you could be next year.
There's also a social aspect. Actually, I know the guy who's like I've said who. So when you go to the iOS store or the app store on an iPhone on the iOS, it says the company or name of the person who made it or brand or whatever, like the app.
Yeah.
It says like my guy. I won't say his name on air, but some guy. I was like, wait, I know that guy. And he last semester I was in this music production class, and we had teams for the whole semester. Never changed. And there's only three people, and he was on my team. So I was doing projects literally weekly, probably like once or twice a week, meeting with the guy. So it's interesting. Shouts out to him.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's like a group of people working on it.
Yeah, but it was funny that his name was the one. It's like, oh, now I know for sure. Let's like go. One person. Okay. Yeah, I know this person.
The account.
I mean,
I don't know his account.
I'm pretty sure on Jumbo Social, like it says like maker. Like they have a tag for the people who actually worked on it.
Dang.
We saw like the first time. Okay. Yeah. So everybody knows.
Are you gonna hop on that with Papi Chulo next year or no?
No, I'm good.
Like, so much has to come together.
They have the bases for like all the previous years. It's different every.
Okay,
year,
I guess if they're using, but
there's like a template, you know.
You could probably get one online too, right?
Yeah.
Similar.
It's definitely newer though, right? Like, they come up with an app.
They
like,
come, yeah, yeah. They come, they come like, out with one every.
So,
yeah.
Like, last, no, but last like, year was different. So last year I know.
But wasn't that the first year that they had an app? Though?
No.
Or was it the year before that? I don't think it's that old.
I don't know, but I don't think it's.
What do you mean? Which
I feel like they handled matches differently a couple years ago.
Possibly. I mean, they this has been a thing every year.
Yeah. I mean, how since old I've is been Tinder? Here.
Tinder is a bit old, but like
definitely you know, Jumbo Smash isn't as old, but
if, yeah. But it follows that, you know.
More or less, like for sure, my 4 years it's been here.
Yeah.
And the year prior than I was, because like seniors would talk about
your
it.
Your 4 years, it's been the application or the like the idea of Jumbo Cash.
Yeah. Jumbo Smash has existed every year that I've been here, and I'm assuming it existed the year prior because seniors would talk about it my freshman year.
But I know Jumbo Smash, the tradition has been around for a very long time.
Has it?
Yeah, definitely.
Just in it took a different shape. Yeah,
like they did like Google Forms or something.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
That's kind of
how does Google Forms work?
That's actually kind of. I feel kind of unsettled and uncomfortable.
Yeah, because they made the app recently, I think. Like in the Google like last
groups,
year.
Like group hangouts or whatever. I wonder.
I know it was an app though, my freshman year,
no
for way. Sure.
No, Google Forms like, oh, yeah. I think you would still get matches and figure
yeah,
that
so,
out.
Yeah, so you know like when you fill out a form, like, these are a list of people. Oh, that sounds so weird. Actually, I have no idea how this would work. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm not
you know,
sure how
we're gonna go back to some music, everybody. This is getting a bit odd, but our next song was chosen by Papi Chulo. Who'd you choose, Papi Chulo? Just say in the mic.
Oh, some Kendrick Lamar.
That's right, another Kendrick Lamar song. We got DJ Kendrick.
We still let the spin, y'all. Here we go.
Give me a run for my money. There was nobody, no one that would run me. So give me a run for my money. Sipping bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely. She's lovely.
I wanna be with you. I wanna be with. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with. I wanna be with. Blade on curve, would you still?
Lovely.
If I'm in my mind at work, would you still?
Lovely.
Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than two.
Lovely.
Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing. Hey, I got something.
Hold up.
we gon' function. No assumptions. Feeling like Tyson with it. Knock it out twice, I'm with it. Only for the night, I'm kidding. Only for life, yeah. Only for life, yeah. Only for life, let's get it. Hit that shoulder lean. I know what's coming over me. Backstroke overseas. I know what you need. Already on 10, all money come in. All feeling go out. This feeling don't drought. This party won't end. If I didn't ride blade on curve, would you still? If I'm in my mind at work, would you still? Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than two. Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing.
Run for my money. There was nobody, no one that would run me. So give me a run for my money. Sipping bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely.
I'm on the way, we ain't got no time to waste. Popping your gum on the way, am I in the way? I don't want pressure you none, I want your blessing today. Oh by the way, open the door by the way. Tell you that I'm on the way, I'm on the way. I know connection is vague, pick up the phone for me babe. Damn it we jamming, that had a two for your nanny. Curving your hip from your mammy, remember Gardena. I took the studio camera, I know Tapo be mad at me. I had to do it, I want your body, your music. I bought the big one to prove it, look what you made. Told you that I'm on the way, I'm like an exit away, yep. If I didn't ride blade on curve, would you still? If I'm in my mind at work, would you still? Keep it 100, I'd rather you trust me than two. Keep it a whole 100, don't got you, I got nothing.
Run for my money. There was nobody, no one that would run me. So give me a run for my money. Sipping bubbly, feeling lovely. Living lovely.
I wanna be with you. Love me. All right, everybody. That's right. That was Love by Kendrick Lamar. They're congregating on the other side, but it doesn't matter. Their mics aren't on because we're gonna do the sponsor for the hour. That's right. It's a sponsor because it's just an ad. But I play it every hour that I am here. That is right. Every time I'm on here, I play this specific thing.
Pop quiz: which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Heavy stuff and involving this. Wait, everybody, we're back on the mics. All right, I'll just take them off. I'll let you guys know. It's fine. With this mentioning of a sponsor, please 3M, reach out to us if you're listening. Out of the how many listeners do we have right now? Let's see if Poppy Chula was right about his prediction. We have one more. You're right.
Yes.
You said more.
Thank you.
Yeah, so we got 13
Thank
now.
Thank you. Let's go.
Hopefully that one person that tuned in was a 3M representative because I did send an email they're in Central Time, so. No, they're on, they're on Central Time, so it's going to be one, hopefully they got it at 1:20 a.m., the CEO of 3M, hopefully got that email.
And if you're not a 3M representative, we still appreciate you.
That's true, we always will appreciate every listener we have on this fantastic show that is called Clefsta's Diamond Cut Trenches. That's right, thank you for tuning in so far, everybody, and we are, you look like you're half asleep.
I'm tired.
I'm sorry. I had to mention that.
Rough day at work.
You guys can't see this, but it was hilarious. I was staring at him. I was like, "Whoa, he looked." I didn't even know how to describe his face. It looked droopy.
His eyes were closed. His eyes were definitely closed, and he was slouching uncomfortably. He looked really uncomfortable.
It's the funniest thing when we're like playing games, whatever, and he's doing that. It's like, Flex, are you falling asleep? Like, no, I'm resting my eyes. Like, but you're playing a game. Like, there's someone. Like, let's say the Taylor. Like, there's someone murdering you right now. On the game online, and you're like, no, it's fine. I'll get them back. It's like, but how if your eyes are? I don't know. Like, is this?
Yeah, be tired.
He just be tired, and I tell him to just go home. He's like, I'm trying to play. it's quite funny. But okay, actually, considering that I think everybody here has played Xbox, aside from me, because I've never owned one, but I've played it before. I guess two people mainly. But that's enough.
I've played a little bit.
I guess we'll start with Flakes. Whoa, what was that? No. There's the police outside. Oh. That's nice. They're hollering. But anyway, Flakes, what's your favorite Xbox moment, game, memory, anything similar?
Bro, Halo 3 and then Halo Reach.
Just those two Halo games?
Yeah.
On the 360?
Yeah, those were the ones I played the most. So
you play the big battle stages, whatever.
Yeah, all the modes. It was great.
You just like alternate the most. Or which one did you play the most?
A lot of team deathmatch, big battle, zombies.
Oh, that's like infected, right?
Yeah,
like
infection. Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
The storyline, of course.
Are they good? Better than COD. Because like the Call of Duty storylines.
I only played the COD 4 one, so I don't know.
Oh, COD 4, like the old one?
Yeah.
Oh, that one's not too bad. Modern Warfare 2 is a good one. But anyway, aside from that, how about you, Puppy Chul, your favorite Xbox?
You said like,
Xbox
favorite memory?
It could be, memory, moment, game. Said games, and I guess it kind of put moments to it or whatever, but...
I would say definitely, like, when I was playing, like, friends from school were also playing. So it was like, we go home, or like, it'd be Friday, and we just go home and be like, get on. And everyone knew. Like, all right, let's go.
Yeah. Right now. Is he said in the kick group chat, RN. RN, everybody gets on.
You say kick back group chat?
The kick group chat, yeah, definitely. That was a thing on the iPod Touch. That's what I was on.
Yeah, but back when he was in high school?
Yeah, definitely. No? Was kick not a thing anymore chat? At all in your high school?
I don't think so.
Dang, it was, I think, because like, it was a thing for me in high school.
Facebook Messenger, probably.
I didn't do Messenger until I came to college. Came to college for sure. I was on Kick until maybe my sophomore year of high school. So you've been like a freshman, and then
never.
All the homies were on that.
Was on it?
Yeah, everyone.
Wait,
was
but
on
when
that.
Did you start? When did you start?
Middle school.
Oh, I feel like the Kick community was
sense.
Strong.
Middle, it
was
school
like
makes sense,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, definitely. But it carried. I don't know. It was at least maybe in my school for sure. And people would still catfish people.
What happened to Kick? Did Facebook?
It still exists.
Oh, okay. But is it owned by a bigger corporation?
I have no idea.
It's anonymous.
I don't think they do.
Imagine Messenger.
It's anonymous.
Kick, right?
Oh, Kick. Yeah. It's like it's secure. So it probably not is. It isn't Facebook. I would assume. Not Amazon. Not nothing.
I also use Facebook. Like,
why don't you get on Kick? You like the security, right?
I was kind of old now.
Oh. Hey.
Damn.
Wait. It's Snapchat only.
He doesn't get on that.
No?
He said that's too old too.
No way.
No, my camera just always sucks. So.
I mean, I'm not a big fan, but like,
the only website he gets on is Reddit, which is probably older than all the other websites you mentioned. But
that's true. I don't know. It's just what I'm on. It's just Reddit.
Is this Reddit? That's it? You don't even have an account.
Nope.
That's so weird.
What a lurker.
That's so weird. Because you can't even customize what you want to see, what feeds.
Yeah, I mean, I just check out the subreddits I want
to
see.
Yeah, well, can you follow like subreddits or have subreddits to go to?
He doesn't have an account.
Oh, I see.
That's why he's on Reddit all day, but he does not have an account. I've never met someone like that, aside from him.
Damn, did I just like jump into this conversation?
You did, but it's fine. It's fine.
Not following a lot.
We're no judging. He was, we all get busy. Fwigs is probably the biggest, person who's gotten in trouble with being on his phone the most, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Definitely on his phone the most out of anybody. It's funny, because this guy loses his phone more than anything, but he...
Yeah, I misplace it all the time.
No, you do not misplace it. Sometimes you definitely just, like, leave it somewhere, and then just leave that area. And you're like, I left it there.
Like, but usually, like, somewhere in my house, I can eventually find it.
It's an awful habit. If you want to call it a habit,
I wouldn't call it a habit.
At that point, I just feel like it's just like a lack of consciousness of his belongings. Or being absent-minded in general.
At this point, like I account for it, so I know it's somewhere in the room. Like I don't know. It's like I know.
But the thing is, you lose.
Stolen.
But like, it's like your Xbox. Like you don't carry that around with you all the time, but it's there. is somewhere in the
room.
But
that's different because it's a home console. That doesn't move.
But like the attachment of like the phone to person is like, what is it to them, you know?
I suppose. Then if he truly doesn't have that much of an attachment, he wouldn't be on air and then checking his phone more than half the time.
Okay, but it's like your phone and your wallet are in your pocket for the same amount of times. How often you misplace your wallet, but you need it like every single day because you use your card or something like that.
I guess
your phone, if you're not using it every single day or as often, I feel like it's easier to misplace.
No, he uses it all the time.
Yeah.
Are you on it all the time?
Lose it all the time.
I always try to defend him, and then he.
Because I know the guy. I understand where you're coming from, but like it doesn't apply to this man.
Yeah, Flags, you really doing me like that.
I'm out here just doing my thing.
And that thing is really messing up Puppy Chula's vibe and the whole legs. I appreciate it.
I still got you.
I just find it weird how he didn't stop you at any point. He just let you ramble on.
I was gonna add on to it. Like usually I'm at home, so I'm comfortable. So I just put my phone somewhere. Like maybe I'm gonna get a snag or something.
No, we understand that. But since you say that you're on it all the time and you lose it all the time, that doesn't add up to me. Regardless if you leave it.
But necessarily because I'm all right with it.
Like.
No, I understand. Yeah. We never said like you're not. It's just an odd. I don't know how to even because I wouldn't consider it a habit, but I feel like just like the, I don't know. He's absent-minded.
But it also depends, what is he always using it for?
Reddit. Now we already discussed. Reddit. He doesn't use it for anything else.
Reddit.
I have to be honest. Like everything I'm telling you.
It's like a book. It's like a book he has on him at all times.
Literally,
like he hates social media.
Like so I have a friend who calls. Like he only uses his phone really to like search things and like go on the internet. So he calls it the Google box. For him, it's called the Reddit box essentially. So it's just
kind of
Reddit
true.
Box.
It's a Reddit box. That's what he calls it.
I'm trying to get one of those.
A Reddit box?
Yeah.
Proprietary hardware. That would be awful. I feel like that would be the worst thing in the world. Like, Facebook, I think, wants to make a phone, too. That seems like an awful idea, right? Like, Google came into the race rather late. But they also make the OS, so that's kind of... That's different, right? Yeah. Facebook is just kind of... I don't know. Facebook has a lot of money.
But that Switch phone? That upcoming Switch phone?
Facebook VR.
Is it good?
It's the Oculus.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, but the Oculus is like for PC. It's like whatever.
But it's one of the leading VR like technologies out there.
Facebook VR?
Yeah.
Oh. So they want to use it for?
Not Facebook VR. I mean, like you know how you're talking about
the Oculus,
the going into phones.
Yeah.
Like Reddit box and pick Google phones.
Yeah.
Well, Facebook is going into other things like with as much like.
No, but from what I understood is they want to get into hardware, like as in make a phone.
That's you saying that that's what they're thinking about doing?
I read it somewhere, and it's just like an idea they're having. I feel like that would be an awful.
I think they can do it. Can
you actually, I feel like it would be a rather like cheap. I don't know. I don't think it would be like a nice phone.
What could you offer that the other companies don't? You know?
No, I think literally nothing.
They would literally just be promoting.
Unless people really like Facebook that
they can though.
I don't think so.
You could have maybe a seamless integration of Facebook on your phone, but how many people would actually consider that a plus?
But imagine what Google started off as. You know, like it didn't just go into hardware.
But I feel like with Google's case, since they make the OS, they like for all the Android phones.
So
they know what hardware works best, and then they can also optimize their software to be for their specific hardware.
Yeah.
Along with that, they also make a lot of applications that are used just by everybody, like Docs, Slides, just Drive, everything.
Google.
And that's, just everything Google. And that is perfect for a phone. Now, Facebook is rather more limited. I mean, they have shows, right, on Facebook. They have, you know, certain, like, polls they can do. You can donate money. You can, like, do these, what's it called, crowdfunding.
Yeah.
But it's still not everything that applies to a phone. I feel like things that, what Google did prior directly, like, let us, obviously they're going to make a phone.
Yeah.
But with Facebook, it's
kind of... Also, Facebook is kind of dying. And also, believe it or not... Yeah, it actually is.
It's going under some crazy changes.
Huge.
They're
changing it a lot.
It is, but pretty huge. It is, but believe it or not, the biggest group of people who use Facebook are actually like old middle-aged Republicans.
Oh, I mean the U.S., but the largest demographic for sure is like India or any like developing country that was like fed it.
Honestly, like if you're not like a young adult like in college or like slightly out of college, like people actually don't have Facebook.
I know,
but like the international presence of like
Facebook,
organization, I think gives it the ability, it's still relevant today.
Because they just kind of feed people Facebook and foreign
maybe they're not even focused on...
I mean,
United States Facebook users, so like, that isn't their number one priority.
Right, but let's think, on Facebook you can basically do anything, right? You can contact someone, you can locate places, you can search for food, you can buy and sell things. Some parts of the world, Facebook, like, they take polls or whatever, Facebook is literally the internet. They consider it the same thing.
Really?
They only know, like, I remember, I don't know if it was a South Asian country. I don't know if it was India or not.
Well, if you go in there with a ridiculous amount of money and say this is the way to do
they gave them the hardware. Like, Facebook, like, all right, here's, like, you know, a bunch of cheap phones. They obviously, they're going to put Facebook, like, as the first thing for their browser or whatever. So people understand, some people understand Facebook as the internet. Like, it's the whole existence. Like, that's what it is.
That's kind of bad. That's pretty bad, actually.
That's ridiculous.
It's weird. It's really weird.
Not only do they, like, follow every, like, search you do with, like, giving you ads specific to you, but it's also that, like, you're really being catered a very specific kind of, like, media. So, like,
Facebook has a lot of power on the in this specific occasion.
Based on what you follow and stuff like that, you're gonna get, like, the same kind of feed that just reiterates what you already believe,
right?
And stuff like that. So it's just, like, doesn't leave room for a lot of creativity in your part. Like,
I'm just saying, Facebook does what it does best. Like,
it does a good job about it.
Like, no one can compare in this world,
I suppose,
to what Facebook does, like, with the amount of money they have and influence.
Yeah, but, like, imagine that people, like, let's say politically, like,
they have the money to do that.
Yeah, let's say politically they get, like, the same kind of feed that just, like, reinforces their beliefs.
Oh, anyway, we'll go back to some music because we are talking for a bit. We'll continue on, and for whoever is a representative at 3M.
You need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. You need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. Cause it get cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota. You need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. You need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. Cause it get cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota, it get cold like Minnesota. Need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. You need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. Cause it get cold like Minnesota. Riding around on boulders. Money sitting up, it's it way above your shoulders. I was eating pork and rinds with a bitch from New York Times. I don't eat no pork and rinds, but that bitch was mighty fine. I got gold all on my necklace. Tatted up my arms, now my mama think I'm reckless. Got guns under my mattress. I was jugging since the youngin'. Free my older cousin Reese. He from Hamilton, not DC. I rock NBs like I'm Gleeshy. Flip on banging off the world. Gucci on my drawers. Why the fuck you in these streets? If you scared of them four walls. I was stroking on your sister. She was calling me the mister. She so dick for her pictures. Lil Yachty, nice to meet you. I was jugging out them stacks. Carrying up the racks, almost had a lifetime sentence, but I beat it. Shout out to Pat. Pat, that's my lawyer, he got me off them charges. 8 stacks for that boy, he took care of the boy. Cold like Minnesota, cold like Minnesota, cold like Minnesota, cold like Minnesota. Need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. You need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat. Cause it get cold like Minnesota. Cold like Minnesota, cold like Minnesota, it get cold like Minnesota. Need to stay up out the streets if you can't take the heat.
Take the heat. That's right. We're only playing the Lil Yachty verse, but we don't have a lot of time. I wanted to say the next track was chosen by Daddy J. We don't have a lot of time, so I wanted to be able to play a song. Can you tell us who you chose to play?
Earl Sweatshirt.
That's right, Earl Sweatshirt. We are playing a song by Earl Sweatshirt. And, we only needed the hook, really. So, 3M, please reach out to me. You have my email.
Something sinister to it. pendulum swinging slow, a degenerate moving through the city with criminal stealth. Welcome to enemy turf, harder than immigrants work. Golf is distant in my shirt. Get up off the pavement, brush the dirt up off my psyche. Psyche, psyche. It's probably been 12 years since my father left. Left me fatherless. And I just used to say I hate him in dishonest jest. When honestly I miss this nigga like when I was 6. And every time I got the chance to say it, I would swallow it. 16, I'm hollow intolerant. Skip shots to storm that whole bottle. I show you a role model. Drunk pissy pissing on somebody front lawn. Trying to figure out how and when the fuck I miss moderate. Mama often was offering peace, offering stink. Weeds cough, scoffing, and he's off again. Searching for a big brother, Tyler was that. And plus he like how I rap. The blunt and mice, the trap. Too black for the white kids and too white for the blacks. From on the road to cracking locks up off them bicycle racks. I'm indecisive, I'm scatterbrained and I'm frightened. The seven and in them eyes where he hiding all the bicycles at. Something sinister to it. The pendulum swinging slow, a degenerate moving through the city with criminal stealth. Welcome to enemy turf, harder than immigrants work. Golf is distant in my shirt. Get up off the pavement, brush the dirt up off my psyche. Psyche, psyche. Time lapse, bars rotting, hearts bottomless pit. Was mobbing deep as 96 Havoc and Prodigy did. We were the potty mouth posse, crashed the party and dipped with all belongings to toss them out to the audience. Nothing was fucking awesome, trying to make it from the bottom it is. Feeling as hard as Vince Carter's knee cartilage is. Supreme garment and weed gardeners garnish and splits. Keith particles and entering apartments with zine article tolerance for boundaries. I know you happy now, craving any complex fuck niggas that track me down just to be the guys that did it. Like, I like attention, not the type where niggas trying to get a raise at my expense. I'm supposed to be grateful, right? Like, thanks so much, you made my life harder. And the ties between my mom and dad straining, tightened even more than they were before all of this shit. Been back a week and I already feel like calling it quits. Something sinister to it. Pendulum swinging slow, a degenerate moving through the city with criminal stealth. Welcome to enemy turf, harder than immigrants work. Golf is distant in my shirt. Get up off the pavement, brush the dirt up off my psyche. Psyche, psyche.
Alright, Fwigs, give us a 4-bar.
I can't rap.
Hey, oh. I can't rap, that's the first line.
Let's go.
Oh. Anyway, I'm just playing around with the song's done. How's everybody? I'm hoping one day he's comfortable enough.
One day soon.
I feel like we could all add a line, you know.
And we all start, yeah. So he said, I can't rap. You know, I'm suited up with the strap. The next, I thought we were building upon each bar.
How about that?
How about and then eat the.
You really want to go home and take a nap? I don't know.
We really need to get an air horn and that 3M rep so we can send us a bunch of air horns.
Bad.
I don't even know. You know, I'm gonna look up right now. Does 3M even make air horns? Let's settle this because we might have this whole debacle has been. You know, a lot of
for nothing. Literally, it would be all for nothing.
Yeah, so it would have been a waste of time. Let's see, images. Guys, it doesn't look good.
No.
Let's see, Amazon.
Check like.
C-Sense large air horn. No, yeah, there's not nothing popping. All right, never mind. 3M, ignore my email. We really just wanted air horns.
R.I.P.
So. You probably don't even like any of this. If you want to send me stuff, go ahead. I like those 3M strips, like the heavy duty ones. They're very, very, very
those
handy.
Those are solid.
Those are definitely solid. But anyway, it's 5 minutes left, so this is Clef. So you're listening to Diamond Cut Trenches on 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It is the host with the best voice from coast to coast. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. We have our three guests, Fwigs from San Diego. Can you tell us your last remarks, final remarks for today?
Have a good night, y'all.
Have a good night. Is it? We're good?
Yeah, take care.
Take care. And we got Papi Chuli. What we got on the corner?
Papi Chuli here. Just wanted to say, last show, undergrad. Let's go.
Technically, because I don't think I'm going to do my slot right next week because time commitments. But anyway, and Papi Chulo, is that it? You got... We're good?
Yeah, take care. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, everybody. And then we got Daddy J. What do we got to say?
Pretty surreal. Gotta say, I had a fun time. Thank you for Clef for hosting. And thank you to all the listeners for keep on going.
Yep. Shouts out to the guests because the show isn't without you.
Let's go.
Thank you. Don't gas me up. But anyway, I'll turn off the mic so I don't keep doing that. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. It's been a fun night. I'm just going to play some Static Selecta and Jadakiss because I usually don't play Static Selecta. And Jadakiss is, he's kind of hard.
Turn me up a little. Got my hoodie on. Yeah. I used to want a beat from Static, now I got an album with him. Check the algorithm. Aye. I spend my days trying to cope with it. Pull some liquor, have a smoke with it. Since Park Days getting so lifted. Back when Mecca said I'm prolific. Should've shocked you, realizing life got no limits. Hold up. Back against the wall, the most comfortable. Diss me on a song, the homies hunting you. I have them laying on your crib for a month or two. Hey, yo, Static, what the fuck it do? I got fantasies of tannish keys, cooling under canopies. A fan of me told me that I made it, but I can't agree. Cause I'm still sliding through and hoop these differences. They don't gotta introduce me, truthfully. Babe sweats, pocket full of latex. Stay fresh, I just left Toronto to LA next. You should see me out in Boston, how I break next. Same one that moved the product from the Payless. Me. These is bars for the soul. Pray they open up the gates when my brothers see parole. They hated me since my inception. Spare kid, I couldn't be an XXL freshman. Due to my behavioral disorders. Looking for the Blanco shit, I'm way across the border. Yeah, I be all the way in Mexico. Light the dower up and let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Yeah, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. I put the barrel straight to your head. Don't matter if you punching the clock or shaking the feds. Smoking at an early age, I relate to the dread. I was on the honor roll, but I relate to the speds. Wait a minute, hold up. Matter of fact, roll up. From the hood, no luck. Get your ass toe up. When you don't say nothing, that's immunity regardless. My niggas went to jail, I went to community college. Sold a little drugs, after that I was an artist. Shining already, I came in the game polished. Got my money right, after that I gained knowledge. Old to the youth in the booth. Get demolished. I mean what I say, and I say it with aggression. I mean that I'm the wrong one to play with in a session. My name rang supreme at the top of this profession. Only thing that I play with is the Wesson. Or the Smithin. Listen, GG4 if it ain't the Sour or the Piffin. My connect came from Medico. Crack the deuce and let it go. Let it go. What? Real hip hop shit. Type of shit I love.